Welcome to the Sisters Inc. Show with real life sisters,
Kim Mulcahy
and Lara Mulcahy.
Join us for a laugh, guys, an upbeat conversation about lifestyle, pop culture, women's interests,
and everything in between. Hey, if you love the podcast, please subscribe and give us 5 of those sparkling stars. Now, on with the show. Hey everybody, it's the Sisters Inc. Show. You're listening to Lara Mulcahy.
And Kim Mulcahy.
Oh yes, that's right, you heard right. We are sisters. And we are, believe it or not, on episode 3.
Oh my God, we're on a roll.
Oh, where's the time gone? we're on a sausage roll. What success, episode 3. Hopefully some people are listening. Hey, we've been obviously wondering what to talk about, and we thought today we'd talk about stress.
Stress.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we all go through it at some stage in our lives. Some of us go through it every day. But I think at the moment, a lot of us are going through it every day in different degrees.
Highs, lows, and everywhere in between for everybody.
The giant roller coaster ride of life.
Yeah. So we wanted to chat about, you know, what helps us keep calm.
Calm the farm.
And calm the farm. Where did that saying come from?
I don't know. I just heard it somewhere. I like it. Calm the farm, man.
It's all keep calm and everything at the moment on those memes, isn't it?
Yeah, with the crown on it.
So calm the farm. Maybe it's because it's like life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't nothing but a country girl you can have. Ready to rise, something, something, something. Thank God I'm a country girl. Bom, bom.
It's like taking you back.
Sorry. I like to break into song.
I think half our podcast is breaking into song. Too bad if you don't like that, folks.
Hence the word show.
Yes, Sisters Inc. Putting on a show. Oh, Matt. Yeah.
But in all seriousness, anxiety and stress and all the other feelings related to trying to cope can be a serious thing, can be, you know, pretty yucky at the best of times. So
yeah.
Let's share what we feel helps us.
Well, I know that the other night I went to bed, and I don't know if it's what we're going through at the moment, but I literally could not sleep, and I was rolling around. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I went, oh, what can I do to help me go to sleep? And I don't laugh. I put on a podcast, not our podcast, but
I don't think ours would help you go to sleep. Too much laughing, too many high-pitched voices.
We might today. That sort of did. Just hate listening to someone.
Yes.
And because I'm not looking at a screen, I try not to look at my screen when I'm in bed because that just wakes me up again with the light of the phone. So I put the podcast on, or I put on some like sleep, you know, those sleep music things you can, even on YouTube, I think there's like relaxation music and sleep music.
Sleep meditations.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. That I put on just listening, and that I find that really helps me settle down at night time in bed. And often I'll drift off, but then sometimes I'll be like, oh, this is working, and I've drifted off. But then, of course,
An ad comes on
from YouTube. And I'll be like, oh, well, that's defeated the whole purpose. I have to start it again. I was like, but that does help. That helps me drift off, yeah.
Yeah, I use those too. Actually, I like to use a lot of sleep meditations, any meditations really, to relax. And look for the ones that they're like hours long. So the chances of getting woken up with an ad. Hopefully, you know, not too often. Yeah, I like to meditate, as you know, Lara. So
how often
I tend
do you
do that? On a good week, it'll be every day. I used to think, oh, I can't meditate. I can't just sit still and not think and not talk in my mind because, you know, my mind does not stop, as you know.
Yeah.
But then I realized with my own, I suppose, spiritual teachers and that I love to follow, you only need 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it can be as good as setting you up for most of the day. So I keep it to 15 minutes. Sometimes I just listen to something simple like ocean noises. So I'm just calming my mind. And you want to do it as soon as you can in the morning. So here's the trick. You don't wait till you get up, have your breakfast, pack up the kids to get to school, blah, 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 and you're sort of into your day.
You're already stressed.
Yeah. You want to do it as soon as you wake up with your head still on the pillow.
So before your kids awake.
Yeah, before you have to feed the cat, the dog.
Yeah.
That's the trick. Doing it first thing. I like to stay laying down in bed. That just works for me. Or you can get up and sit and whatever. But it doesn't have to be this big
hoo-ha,
woo-hoo, guru thing. It can be as simple as just stilling your mind with some nice background music or a guided meditation. There are so many.
There's heaps, isn't there?
You just got to find one that suits you and a person's voice that you like, because there's nothing worse
than listening to someone's voice.
So many where there's an annoying voice and it irritates you and that gets you stressed. So find some you love and save them on your phone. And
well, you've inspired me, because I've been saying I must start doing it, and I just never get around to it. Because I guess it becomes like, it needs to become like your routine of whatever you do every day, so it just becomes a natural thing to do.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm great. Like, I don't do it every day of all year round. I aim to do it every day. I'm probably, you know, on a good week, 3 to 4 times a day. But I tell you what, when I start to feel myself stressed, I'll go, when was the last time I meditated? And it's always, I've left it for like a week, and then I realize I've got to get back in the habit. So if I can feel myself starting to get stressed or agitated and grumpy, it's a surefire sign that I haven't done my morning ritual.
Right.
It keeps me calm and calms the farm.
Calms the farm. And you got to find the right voice, because some of them are a bit, I don't know. I think I did try once, and just the person's was like, "You are on a deep island. You should." I'm like, oh, for God's sake. Like, she did my head in.
Like a sex
call. Oh, yeah, it was like that old, remember, like love song.
Not that I know.
It was like love song dedications. Remember that? Like, "This is Richard Mercer." And I'm like, I just can't. So I just need to find the right voice.
You need to find the right one. Or no voice. No voice. Yeah. I like the sound of the ocean. Voice.
Yeah, I love the sound of the ocean. In fact.
Or just really relaxing music.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's, well, yeah, with my go to sleep. Actually, and that, speaking of ocean, that is one of my things that works a treat when I'm stressed. Is I'm very lucky. I live near the bay, so get down to the water, and if I can see water, hear water, walk along water, that just does wonders for my mental health and my well-being.
Flick you some water there.
Oh, thank you. And the smell, like the salt, the smell. I love it. Love it. That really. And because I'm a Pisces,
yes,
too, so I have to be surrounded by water. I love having baths, showers, anything like that. Water, 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 water.
Yeah, the ocean's a good one for me too. I love listening to it. I remember living right on Manly Beach at one point, literally the building. If you looked out the balcony and down, you were looking at the sand. It was awesome. But going to sleep with the sound of the ocean was so beautiful.
Yeah. You sleep differently. Like, I know my friends have got a place up on the Gold Coast, and I've stayed with them, and in the bedroom, window right on the ocean front, and it's just, and quite loud. You think, when you first go to sleep, you think, that's really loud. How am I going to sleep with that? But you get into that rhythm and, it's great. It's great.
Yeah, so definitely. Yes. So what did you say?
The beach. Oh, so, water. Actually, you know what else?
Meditation. No, you said something else. We've got to, maybe we should be a bit more organised with that.
Start a list.
What's the list? What was the
first
one?
Well, I'll tell
you
what's first on my list, which you know I love to do, which is in the daytime, I can't do when I go to bed or I'll burn the house down, is baking.
Oh, that's a stress buster for you.
Absolutely. Because
the actual process of cooking.
Yeah, not so much cooking. Cooking does not help me with stress.
The eating.
Oh, eating always helps. But something about baking, I think, because it's, I've always loved it, and it's because it's a recipe, so you've sort of got to focus that you've got to, you can't just make it up. So it's sort of like you go, oh, half a cup of that. And so you're sort of measuring things out and you're laying it out on the bench, and then you're pouring things into bowls and you're cracking eggs and sifting flour. Like, it's quite, it's physical and mental, I guess, in a way. But I mean, some people,
it's probably, like therapeutic.
Some people probably would find it stressful. I've got a friend who would go, I'd find that really stressful. But for me, because it takes me out of my, it gets me out of my head. So if my head's whirling around with ideas and not helpful thoughts, this, I have to concentrate, because I'm
so
like,
it's a distraction.
It's a distraction from
that
from
inner
voice.
Inner voice that's negative or worrying about everything, right?
Yeah. So it's a distraction in getting that first, especially the first part, measuring out and then looking at the recipe. But then it's the creativity too of watching it. Oh, is the cake going to rise? Is the cupcake going to rise? Is the sugar going to reach the right temperature? All that sort of thing. And then you pull it out and it's, this whole thing's transformed. And then you go, oh, what icing and how will I ice it? And so I guess I'm not very creative. Like, I've never been a good drawer or artist or anything like that. But I love the baking. I love it. And then, of course, you get to eat it. So it's two for the price of one.
It is. I love that. So, being creative would definitely be a great way to calm your central nervous system and calm down. I think it's something about a ritual too, because I actually find washing the dishes.
Yeah, because it's the same thing.
Part of me will go, I hate washing the dishes. But actually, when I'm in there doing it, it's just this nice little calm ritual for 5-10 minutes. I actually quite enjoy it and I get to have some peace. So yeah, that must be something to say about the fact that something that's calming, that's a ritual to you, everyone's a little bit different. So find that thing.
Find the thing that suits you. There's absolutely no right or wrong. There's
I love
no
that
right
one. Okay. What else? What else helps
what
you?
What else do I do? Do you know what? Another weird one, but I love getting in the car and just going for a drive. Like a long drive and sometimes, and no, seriously.
Never turn back.
Yeah, in the car. And again, I can put a podcast on the car or music, and especially a scenic drive, like go along an ocean drive or something like that. I don't know. I love driving. So I know some people, again, that might be weird. They go, oh, that wouldn't be relaxing. But
well, because maybe you don't have three kids in the background.
This is true. This is true. Yeah. So it's a little cocoon for me. Mm. Like even driving to your house and stuff like that, I always put a podcast on or. It's my little learning cubicle or my peaceful cubicle, and you feel separated from the world. Whereas, and I don't know why it's because it's smaller than your house too. Like it's a smaller area. Like it really does become that little cocoon.
Yeah, you're in your bubble.
Yeah.
I'd say the equivalent for me would be getting out for a walk.
Yeah.
Getting out in nature, but I might wear my earbuds and listen to a podcast or not. But I think definitely getting out in nature, it's really grounding. I know when I'm super stressed and feeling really anxious, the best thing I can do is get outside. If I can get to the beach, great. But if I can't, at least I've got a park in my street. Take my shoes off and walk on the grass because it's really grounding for your body to feel
so important.
Mother Nature.
Yeah.
So hug a tree.
And the sand, feed in the sand. Yes. Yeah.
Touch, touch, touch. It really does help. I think that's my thing more than a drive for me.
And we don't do that a lot, reconnect. Like you think about it, we don't take off our shoes nearly enough outside. Probably because I'm scared we're going to step on something. But yeah, like when we do have those opportunities to get down the beach and get your shoes off and sink your feet into that wet sand, it's fantastic.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you one of my favourite things, which is probably not when I'm like, sometimes when I'm like stressed max, like, full on, then I need to just be by myself and take that time and do all those things. But then when I've moved up to that next level where I'm still a bit stressed but I need to get it out, is my number one thing is seeing my friends.
Yeah, connection.
Oh, my God, yeah. And I've just felt that so much when we couldn't go and visit anyone with all the corona and everything. But it's just seeing friends and talking things out, especially your girlfriend. So I just like, blah, getting it all out on the table and giving them a hug and chatting about nonsense and having a laugh, and like I think that's probably the number one stress buster, really.
Yeah, that's good. Although you've got to be selective with friends. There might be some friends that you love them to death, but they might stress you out.
Don't go visit Negative Nancy.
Negative Nancy, or the ones that are hyper and 100 miles an hour all the time, they may not be what you need when you need to calm down either. You still love them to death and they're great for fun, but maybe be selective. Depends on who your friends are, doesn't really?
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. None of my friends are like that. But I know what you mean. Yeah.
Oh, when I was younger, I think I had a few, not so much now. We're all very like-minded and more selective, I think, when you get a little bit older.
As you get older, you have less friends but better quality.
Yeah, but in my 20s, I definitely had friends that I would have called my party friends.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be the friends to rely on to help you calm down and de-stress, so...
And you don't want friends who just want to fix it. Like you just need a sounding board. You don't need something. Yeah. You do this. You don't want that. Yeah. You don't want that. You want to have a laugh. Oh, I know.
That's
me.
The next point I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Laughing.
Humor. Absolutely.
Yes.
What do you do for a laugh?
Oh.
Talk to me.
Talk to you. Oh, it's easy, isn't it? Just switch the brain off. Watch a comedy.
Yeah.
A funny film, listen to a funny something podcast.
Well, that's another huge one, isn't it? TV and film. Like, go into the fantasy world. Yep. Get your Netflix. Binge on a fantastic comedy. Get your old episodes of Will and Grace out.
I think it's like, get your Willy out there.
Well, it's a different form of stress relief.
We can't be doing it. To calm the farm.
I don't have a Willy last time I looked, but.
Get your Will and Grace out.
If any men are listening, probably not many, feel free.
Get your Willy or your Grace out.
This episode's gone in a whole different direction.
That could be one way to calm yourself down. All good. It's all good.
You know what I do watch is I go back and watch those old sitcoms, which I love, which for me is always Vicar of Dibley.
Ah, What's the name of that actress?
Dawn French.
Yes, she's just brilliant. Love her.
So I can't tell you how many times I've watched, and literally, I believe it or not, I still have a device where you can play DVDs. I know that's rare now, but I've still got that. So I literally, they're things that I will watch over and over because I know if I'm having a day, I can get that out, put it in the DVD, and she will make me laugh, make me feel better. What's the other ones? Anything, Ab Fab, Vicar of Dibley, early Will and Grace, not the latest series, don't get me started, but early Will and Grace.
Yeah.
What else do I watch? Oh, French and Saunders, which is Dawn French and Jennifer Saunders when they did their comedy duo stuff, like their sketches and skit show and everything. I love that.
Yeah, that's a really good selection. Yeah, I love those. So I think it's really important to point out that if you're in a downward spiral, if you're getting anxious or worried about something, the quickest way to stop that and change the way you feel is a change of state, they call it. And
Not moving from New South Wales.
No. I think Anthony Robbins refers to it in that way. And I've been, as you know, Lara, trained as a transformational life coach. So you want to actually change your thoughts or at least neutralize your thoughts as soon as possible so that you can feel better. Because when you think about it, why are you stressed or anxious? It's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Which then turns into what you're feeling, which then
creates the actions.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so it goes. So changing your state. So all these things that obviously help ourselves and probably help you guys listening, when you think about it, they're all things that help you change your feelings, emotions and thoughts and calm you down.
Yeah.
The problem won't necessarily go away, but just dwelling on it and staying thinking about it is only making it bigger than it is.
I suppose
just tell yourself, well, I'll get through this. You know, I've got through this before and everything will be fine.
What's that fabulous saying? This too shall pass.
This
I love
too
that.
Shall pass.
I love that. Yeah. I used to write that on my dressing room mirror. Yeah, and that's why I said about watching Vicar of Dibley, like I literally can change state, like you're saying, within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I'll be focused on that and I'll make me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And animals. Animals are the best.
They're great. They're great for absorbing negative energy, aren't they?
Yeah, because they just know. Like my cat, who you'll probably hear a lot about in our podcast, let's face it. You've got your lovely child. I've got my cat, Sabrina. She's a ragdoll. She's 4 and she makes me laugh so much, not always for the right reason, sometimes because she's being in a really bad mood. She'll still make me laugh because I'm just laughing at her in a bad mood. But she just knows they're like psychic. They know if you're having a bad day. They know, like we had that storm.
They know when you're sick.
They know when you're sick. They know when a storm's coming, like half an hour before I'm going, oh, it must be going to rain soon. She's doing laps around the lounge room, like just – so good. And just me having her on my lap and patting her and hearing her purr, like that constant. I'll be like, oh, no, that's nice on the microphone, isn't
Maybe
it?
Maybe that can be your meditation background music.
I'll just record the cat like that. But she really settles. And because she's got this beautiful, like, thick, white, fluffy.
I know, because
like
every
rabbit.
Time I visit you, I bring it home with me.
I know.
All
that's
over
my
clothes.
It's my gift to you, sister.
Thank you.
I've got the defurinator thing.
Oh. Yeah, animals are beautiful for that.
I love
her
so much. But she calms me. She calms me down. She calms me down. You got to get an animal. You got to get a pet. I know lots of people out there will have pets, and I know how much you all adore. We all adore our fur babies.
And, guys, right now I'd say.
What would you say? Spit it out.
I'm thinking too long.
In my head. You're meditating. Let's all take a moment together.
Well, I was going to say, no. Don't turn on the news all day, every day. Because we know right now in this current climate, it's a lot of doom and gloom.
Any climate.
And really, if you've got it on all the time, you're just hearing the repeat same story. So you're not going to miss out if you only tune in once a day.
Yep.
An hour at the most. I get that you might want to stay, you know, on top of what's going on with your neighbourhood and your community and the restrictions and so on. But you only need to tune in once a day for the highlights, get what you need and move on. Because I find if I'm listening to current affairs and the news and all the negative news all the time, it does my head in.
Oh, absolutely.
And, it's the quickest way to get me stressed out. So I actually, last week I realised I hadn't listened to any news for 5 days and I thought, oh, I better actually tune in just in case. Just in case. School's gone back, I don't know.
What's that plane landing on the park office at the Ross House?
I've all been told to go and live somewhere else.
Oh, damn it.
I'm still here.
My kid's supposed to be at school. I never knew. Oh, God. Yeah, but and all, exactly what you said, once a day, and then I would add to that never last thing in the day. Like never let it be the last thing you remember.
Yeah.
So whether it's reading it on your phone or watching on the TV, always put something funny on or lighthearted before you go to bed or something relaxing.
Not the phone near the bed. Now, this is a hard one. I know.
It's hard because we use it as our alarm.
This thing that I'm looking at right now is like your whole
– your whole life now.
It's like your whole life right now. Yeah, it is your point of contact with friends and family. It's news.
It's your clock.
It's entertainment. It's everything. So I understand we have it by our bed. It's our alarm. Mm. But I found one of the best things, I don't actually take it into my bedroom and bedside table anymore.
What do you do for your alarm?
Well, I'll put it outside in the kitchen or somewhere and that shall force me to get up and go and turn it off.
Oh, God. But see, I like the snooze function.
Yeah.
Snooze function.
Snooze.
Stop having vodka for breakfast, Lara.
Or maybe just not near your head.
Well, mine's on the bedside table. It's probably a bit close, isn't it? Cat knocks it off. So
it's a debate all in itself. But I think since a lot of young people have started or have only ever grown up with phones and they've been using it for everything that, I don't know.
I know the blues. What is it? The blue light is supposed to keep, it actually does keep you awake. It stimulates you.
Yeah.
So that's why put it on night mode or something if you're going to have it there. But, yeah, definitely don't look at it.
But charging by your phone too, the electrical current.
I don't charge it by my phone. I only charge in the lounge room. But I do have it there as my alarm.
But I think about that too. If you are getting stressed often, you know, look for the red flags. What's going on around you? What's your daily routine and what's triggering that? A lot of coffee too can be.
Kim, I love my coffee.
I love my coffee too.
I can't not have coffee.
I love my coffee too, but I don't. Not before bed. Try not to have it.
After 10.
After 5. No, in the afternoon. Like I won't have it.
After 10 p.m.
I'm sort of heavier in the morning and then I probably might have 3 a day.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have more than 3 a day. Yeah.
But I don't.
Some people
purposely
have like 6 and 7.
I avoid it after dinner time or
night
time because I just can't go to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's full on. There's so many distractions. Not good. So many distractions. I can't keep up.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's how we calm the farm.
I'm calm my farm. And you know what else? I love a bit of prettiness around. Sometimes.
Oh, what?
I know. Can't speak. It's good for a podcast, isn't it? Don't speak. I'd love fresh flowers in the house.
Oh, a bit of pretty.
A bit of
pretty. What you said?
I think there was too many peas. A bit of pretty.
Hmm.
A bit of florals.
Nice.
And then you get double because it looks nice and it smells nice. And candles, of course.
Candles.
Candles are a big one. I've got candles everywhere.
And aromatherapy oils. Look, we could go on and on.
Getting my fake cigarette out now. What else can I do?
Send in your de-stressing calm the farm tips.
I don't think we've missed. Eating, obviously, is a big one. We didn't talk about eating. We're eating a lot. Are you eating a lot more comfort food at the moment?
Well, yes. Like I said, it's been coffee and carbs to the point where now I think, no, the zips on the jeans are getting a little bit snug.
However, very important food groups, coffee and carbs.
I won't drop the coffee, but I've got to get rid of the carbs because I went gluten.
Well, not all of them. Don't get rid of all of them. You've got to have some life.
No, healthy carbs.
What's life without a carb?
I got rid of gluten.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, about 6 months ago, and it sort of snuck back in. While I was off it, I felt fantastic. Tummy flattened way down, you know, compared to what it usually is, which is, you know, the pot, and felt so much more energized and clear-headed and all that stuff. I'm sure I'm allergic to it.
Yeah. Oh, you can get great gluten-free. I'm doing great diction today, aren't I? Gluten-free. Gluten-free.
We're super calm, the farm.
We've calmed ourselves so much we can't talk.
Yeah, but since being in lockdown, it snuck in. You know, there's been more biscuits or pastas.
God,
and I've just got lazy. I've just gone for quick and easy at the supermarket. Just grab what I can and get out of there, in and out.
But you know what? I reckon everyone listening to us is going through the same thing, so I wouldn't even worry. Everyone's eating.
I hope so. I see some people being super healthy though, Lara, and they're super
committed. No one I know. Seriously. No one I know is eating healthy at the moment. Why do you think they've sold out of pasta and flour?
And alcohol.
Yeah. The only things they've sold out of is carbs. Like,
yeah.
We've not sold out of vegetables at Coles. Like, we've sold out of flour and pasta. No, like I'm eating more chocolate. Like I went into Haig's the other day. It had to be done. Like I bought Easter eggs 50% off post Easter. Like, that's a good bargain at Haig's.
It is.
If you're listening, Haig's, I love you.
Is Haig's?
Oh, anywhere I want them to be. They started in Adelaide. This is a good plug for Haig's. Please feel free to sponsor me. I've been trying to be a
We love chocolate.
I've been trying to be a Haig's spokeswoman for the past 10 years.
But I'm thinking, are they in the city or are they in the suburbs
as well?
They
started in Adelaide, Kim. Best chocolate ever. Yes. And now they are in Sydney, but very dangerous. They've come to my local Westfield.
Oh, they're not in mine.
Well, lucky you. Well, unlucky you, but lucky you. Because now I can't walk past and they do free tastings and things.
Okay.
Just the best.
All right, so Haig's goes down on the list for a way to calm the farm.
Haig's goes on the list for everything. I'm a chocoholic.
Your favourite chocolate, people, your favourite chocolate.
Chocoholic and proud to admit it. I should have been born in South Australia and I should, you know, actually that is my, totally off topic. If I didn't do what I was doing, if I wasn't a whatever I do, well, when
what
I'm doing.
What do you do now?
Not much.
Lara's losing it, people. If you could watch, see what I'm saying.
Not much at the moment. Normally I'm an actor and singer and entertainer.
We're talkers now. We're talkers.
Well, this is all the same thing. In another life, I would have my own chocolate. What do you call it? Like, is it a chocolate?
A chocolatier.
Yeah, shop. Or a baking shop.
You'd be like a Willy Wonka.
Yeah, or Cold Rock ice cream, all that. I'd have one of those shops.
You could still.
I could still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do.
Great for the waistline.
In fact, I've got some raw chocky bites to
I don't want the raw chockies.
I love them.
I want the Haig's. I don't want the good stuff.
Yeah, I like that too, but I actually do like making those raw chocolate bites.
Yeah.
Don't you like that? I think they're delicious.
Well, when I'm desperate.
And when I do have them with a cup of coffee, I'm not, getting as hungry as quick. I don't get as tired because it's got all the good stuff in it, like coconut oil and, why are you screwing up your face?
Because I just want the Haig's peppermint truffle bar.
And rather than full sugar, there's rice malt syrup, so they're still sweet and
but
yummy.
Sometimes you just want the full sugar.
Like, all right, raw chocolate versus full fat.
Yeah,
chocolate.
Baby. Chocolate.
Each have their place.
Haig's chocolate milk freckles. Oh, I see now.
Well, you'll have to bring some to me next time you visit.
You eat your ball. I could literally do a whole episode just talking about chocolate. I'm serious.
The chocolate episode.
So for some people it's alcohol. For me it's chocolate.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
Fair enough.
I know the people are feeling it. I know they are.
Mm. Mm.
What's your? You're giving me the face now.
No. I'm just thinking.
Oh, man. I can't think. I think we've covered everything. I think I feel less stressed just talking about it. I feel like my voice has dropped 3 octaves.
How to calm the farm, talk about.
I'm so calm now. I'm ready to jump in a bath with some Lush.
Essential oils, put the meditation music on.
What are those Lush balls you throw
and
in
look
and they
at the
fizz
picture
out?
Of the ocean. Oh, the fizz ball.
Do they still make those fizzy things?
The bath bombs.
Bath bomb.
What's that shop? And they
Lush.
Invented them. Lush.
Lush.
That's it.
I know. So seriously, if you
Lush
go.
Lush is probably not open at the moment.
No, bless them. No.
Not essential.
I swear to God, if you walk into Westfield and there's a Lush, you can smell it from 10 kilometres away. Mm. It's quite
you can make your own though.
Yes, you can.
Used to make them with the kids. Bicarb of soda.
Yeah.
And you put, you know.
Flowers.
Aromatherapy oil in it. Yeah. I don't know. Just Google it.
Chuck
and you
some
mush
flowers
it all
in.
Together. And then throw it in the bath and it goes, fizzes all up. Nice. Lots of fun.
Lots of fun. I'm going to do that.
Rose petals?
I'm going to do that tonight. Do you know what? I've got a bath in my house, as you know. Never use it. It sits there. You just go.
You and Sabrina can have a bath.
Well, she looks like a drowned rat. Well, they'd be bicarb and fluff, but the wrong sort. But I'm going to do that tonight.
Do you have a bath?
I'm going to have a bath tonight. God damn it. I'm going to put, and I've got.
You'll have to do a Facebook stories proof. I want to see this.
Well, I don't think anyone wants to see
it. No, but you could, show your foot
really
hanging out the side or something.
It'd be the foot.
Or the bubbles. And
no one else wants to see. Ain't nobody got time for that.
And the ball.
Okay, so I don't have the ball, but I do have, it's probably 10,000 years old now, so I hope it's still okay, I do have some beautiful, have you heard of Jo Malone?
Yes.
That London company. Gifted some stuff in London, which literally was over 10 years ago. So it's probably gone off. But so beautiful Jo Malone oil with its
gorgeous
orange blossoms.
So
beautiful.
You're on your Jo Malone, in your bath.
Jo Malone, get the bath going. I've got that little caddy that sits across that you can put a drink on or chocolate.
Nice.
And you could put your little book there.
See, I'd have my glass of champagne there.
You would. I'd have my Hagues. And you can put a book there or your iPad. But probably better not to do the iPad because if it falls in.
It's a thing. It's a date with yourself.
I've talked myself into it. I'm so calm now.
So we finish.
Just breathe.
Oh.
Look at us.
Imagine yourself now as you deep dive into your warm, bubbly bath.
We're never going to get the job doing the voice for the karma.
I haven't got one of those nice meditation voices.
We sound
voices.
Like the bad 00 call me now.
All right.
I think we should leave it there.
I think we should wind this up because
we're ready for bed.
Do you feel calmer, friends, from listening to us?
I do.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Tune in next time to Sisters Inc. Show. It's been great having you here with us.
I've calmed my farm so far down. Oh. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.